Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, August 4th, and the Democracy Campaign released a report today that shows legislative fundraising during the first 6 months of 2009 was under $1 million for the first time since 1999. Legislators raised about $922,000 due largely to a fundraising ban approved by the 99-member assembly during its consideration of the 2009 state budget. Even though the Senate refused to stop fundraising during consideration of the budget, which went from about mid-February until the end of June, Senate fundraising was also down. With us to talk about the Democracy Campaign's report is the group's executive director, Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, the legislature's fundraising is down hundreds of thousands of dollars from previous comparable periods when the legislature considered the state budget, like during the first 6 months of 2007 and the first 6 months of 2005 and 2003. What's your reaction to that?
It's clearly the impact of the assembly fundraising ban. People might think that that fundraising could drop because of the recession. But in 2008, the economy was already in horrible shape in Wisconsin and across the country, and yet we saw all kinds of records broken in legislative races in Wisconsin in 2008. So just a few months ago, there was record fundraising and spending. Then the assembly put this fundraising ban into place, and it basically dried up fundraising in the assembly. But it also seemed to have an effect on fundraising outside the assembly. It seemed to have set a tone that affected the Senate as well, because overall Senate fundraising was down.
Okay. I understand some observers out there thought this ban by just one house of the legislature wouldn't work, that even if contributions were halted from mid-February to the end of June, that it would go to the four leadership committees that were not part of the ban, or that the Senate would see a fundraising windfall, or that the money, more money, will just roll in later this year to make up for what wasn't given so far this year. Any thoughts on that?
Well, we'll find out next January when the next batch of reports are filed whether fundraising picks up considerably in the last half of the year. But as for the claim that many made that the fundraising ban in the assembly would just push fundraising to the Senate, didn't happen. Overall, Senate fundraising was down too. And then, you know, the other thing that people said was, well, you know, what this will do is it'll push fundraising toward the leadership committees, because the ban only applies to members of the assembly but not other campaign committees, and that the party leadership PACs would see a windfall. That didn't happen either. In the assembly, the party leadership PACs actually saw their fundraising drop too. So again, I think the fundraising ban seemed to have set a tone that had an effect over and above what it did to fundraising by assembly members.
Okay. Do you think what the ban did bodes well for future self-imposed bans by one or both houses of the legislature, or passage of any of the bills out there right now that would create a state law that prohibits the legislature and the governor from accepting campaign contributions when the state budget is in play?
I don't know what effect it'll have on the thinking of legislators in future sessions about imposing a ban on themselves by rule like the assembly did. It should, by rights, it should make a difference in promoting the idea of a law that would apply not only to the assembly but the Senate and the governor as well. That's what we would like to see. We think that this ban worked in the assembly, and I think the numbers show that it had a significant effect on fundraising. It takes away the incentive to use the budget as a fundraising tool. You know, and in past sessions, we saw the budget process drag on until as late as October, and they're supposed to have a budget signed, sealed, and delivered by the end of June. They were months late, and in some cases, they weren't even meeting to discuss their differences on the budget, but they were holding fundraiser after fundraiser after fundraiser. It looked like they were just using the budget as a fundraising tool. Well, that incentive was taken away by the assembly rule, and not only did it affect the assembly, but it seems to have had an effect on the Senate too. And I think the bottom line is that for the first time in 32 years, they actually got a budget done on time. They got it done by the end of June, and that hadn't happened for over three decades. So I think the fundraising ban has had a good effect. It certainly had a beneficial impact on the nature of the state budget process. So this ought to become law. But whether lawmakers will see things that way, I think has a lot to do with what their constituents think. If people think that this ban worked and would be good state policy, then people need to demand that this become law and that it apply to the Senate and governor as well as the Assembly.
Okay. A look at the top 10 fundraisers kind of gives us a glimpse of what some of the hot races in 2010 will be. Namely that three freshman Senate Democrats who are likely to seek re-election are already high on the fundraising list, Senators Pat Kreitlow, Jim Sullivan, and Kathleen Vinehout. Is it likely, based on their fundraising already, that we're going to see at least three high-spending races and lots of negative ads by outside groups? And if so, is there anything that can be done to keep that from happening?
Well, the three senators you mentioned all defeated Republicans who had previously held their Senate seats. And so Republicans are going to try to get those seats back. And the fact that those seats were held by Republicans recently and now are held by Democrats, that really shows that those seats are competitive, that they're up for grabs. I think those are going to be high-spending races. When you look at overall fundraising so far, I mean, it's down, though. And so, you know, they have a lot of ground to make up to get to the point where they have been in past election periods. So I'm not sure that we're going to see record-breaking spending. In the three races that you mentioned, we're definitely going to see a lot of money spent. Those are going to be very hotly contested races. Whether they'll break records, though, I think is a big question mark, because the overall pace of fundraising has been slowed by this fundraising ban. I think the bottom line is that what we still need to get to is enforceable spending limits on state campaigns. And the only way you can get that, the only way the courts have allowed spending limits to be put in place, is if they are tied to a system of voluntary public financing. So we need reform that gets us public financing of state elections, because that's the way we get enforceable spending limits. And then we need to make sure that electioneering disclosure legislation is passed as well, so that the interest groups have to play by the same rules. They have to disclose their sources of money just like candidates for office do. They have to follow the same campaign contribution limits that candidates do. They can only take money from the same kinds of sources that candidates can take it from. If we got those reforms, if we got public financing of state elections and electioneering disclosure reform for special interest groups, that's the way you truly get the campaign arms race permanently under control. That's the way I think you really open up the democratic process.
That would be great. Thanks for your insights, Mike. For additional specific information about legislative fundraising during the first 6 months of 2009, please check out the Democracy Campaign's August 4th press release on its website. Thanks for listening.